Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. As we move into 2026, the landscape is being shaped by powerful intersecting trends that will continue to push the industry forward. But which ones should be in our immediate focus? On this episode, we're going to talk to John Paxton, CEO of MHI, Thomas Goldsby, Professor of Supply Chain Management at the University of Tennessee, and Wanda Riddick Johnson, Supply Chain Technology Fellow at Deloitte. Together, we're going to discuss the most crucial trends and strategies to focus on, the challenges supply chain professionals may face, implementation suggestions, and much more. John, I want you to kick us off. Can you break down what challenges supply chain professionals will face in 2026 and what trends can help combat them?
Well, the two challenges that they will face, one is the workforce challenge, getting the workforce into the industry, but also upskilling that workforce to be able to handle the latest technologies. As we see AI taking a big step forward over in 2026, that's an area that getting your teams in place to be able to use AI tools, to understand them, and to be able to implement those are going to be the biggest challenges going forward. Taking your workforce, upskilling your workforce to be able to implement the latest technologies.
So, with that AI piece in terms of workforce, how can companies prepare? Thomas, do you want to take this one?
Trying to make sense of artificial intelligence, and I think trying to become power users of the technology, regardless of the form or adaptation that you want to embrace, how are you helping your team to get to the other side? And I think ultimately, we need to make sense in terms of how the technology is going to aid us. I think so many are scrambling right now and trying to make sense of it, if it means maybe making some technology investments, developing some capabilities in-house or calling upon consultants. I think that's fine. However, what we're doing is we need to layer the capability on top of our processes. And that's just a very fundamental sense of what we need to do, probably in the digitization of processes, where we figure out new ways of doing some old things. Okay, so we have a problem. We have some inputs that we need to create some outputs. Okay, but how we get from inputs to outputs might undergo evolution or revolution. And I think we need to be open to that. And I think we have to have strategy. If we rely upon others to tell us maybe what we should do, we're probably going to have a lot of frustration. We're going to probably have a lot of waste of resource and anxiety. If we think of it from a strategic standpoint, we think about the foundations of people, process, and technology, and not just think, okay, what is the technology going to change in our business? But go back to the fundamentals. I think you're going to have a better chance of having some success. And maybe it's measured at first, but over time, you gain capabilities and confidence and can hit a home run eventually.
2025 has been a year of innovation, and I'm sure there have been many use cases of AI and what it can do for operations. John, can you discuss how you have witnessed AI make the greatest impact?
We've seen many examples of AI being used, and I describe it as very specific use cases. So if you think about challenges in different areas, so for example, forecasting and forecasting customer demand, those require a lot of data and a lot of data crunching to figure out how to look into the future. That's a great example of AI and AI tools and usage. Along those lines, in transportation and route planning is the best way to have deliveries lined up, the best way to get the products to the customer, the most efficient way. Supplier evaluation, when you're looking at contracts and supplier evaluation, looking at supplier data, how well are they doing? There's a lot of manual processes in there. So that's another area. We've seen safety is from videos, like many companies have video cameras and video systems. But what we've seen is AI can actually interpret the videos and realize when there's safety issues or safety problems or some information that needs to come back to the leaders of the warehouse or distribution center. So those are some of the examples that we see with AI, but it's evolving very, very quickly. We've seen it in security as it relates to theft, and theft protection is another area that has been used.
AI is certainly a multifaceted tool that can equip supply chains with a myriad of possibilities. Wanda, What are some aspects of AI that professionals should keep in mind when preparing for 2026?
Number one, we can sit here and talk about, I can say, hey, it may be agentic AI, it may be any form of AI, it may be predictive analysis. I think one thing that people really need to look at, let's go back to how can I actually have more intelligent ops and predictive analytics to actually give me the data I need? Number one, that ties back to AI, because AI is only as good as your data. You can analyze your data, you can do all of these things, but that's what we used to do back in the day. And I'm saying back in the day because I'm dating myself, but that's all the things we used to do. But now people are just like, oh, I'm just going to type in this question and I'm going to get these results. But did you really go through and analyze it? So I'm going to tie back to your question that you asked me. That's the reason why I said predictive analytics. And AI would be the driver for that. But in order to have that as a key driver, you need to make sure you have your data in place and you have clean data.
What about AI in regard to emerging technologies? Wanda, can you tell us what AI-related emerging tech trends you see strengthening resiliency in 2026 and how they're going to do it?
So if you look at IoT within a warehouse, and if you have sensors on your conveyors within your warehouse, you're collecting all that data. When you collect that data, now it feeds in, you can create this dashboard and you see where is your bottlenecks, what are things you need to improve. Now, using AI technology, you have captured all this data. Now you may say, hey, within my picking area, I noticed that, Jack, my picking UPH is XYZ. I really want to improve that. Now, taking all that data, if I want to improve it, now can I implement automated autonomous mobile robot or any type of automation that actually can improve my end-to-end throughput? And a lot of times when you start looking at the end-to-end processes within the four walls of the warehouse, you take the most impactful that you'll see the value you're driving is within the picking area. Because number one, with picking, it's very intensive. You have a high inventory error rate. So now would you bring in all this technology and all this in, that actually decreases the error rate and also improves the efficiency and also improves the accuracy of the customer. Because the main thing that you're really trying to do is you're trying to improve everything within the four walls of the warehouse, but you really want to make sure your impact to your end customer gets what they need. So if you think about e-commerce and you're shipping online, you want to make sure when that product gets to that customer is getting what they need, what they expected. And if I ordered today, can I get it tomorrow? So think about all the data that you're collecting. You can collect that data, use it in so many different ways to actually make sure your on-time shipping delivery to the customer is improved.
Thanks, Wanda. A 2026 trend topic that's been coming up quite often is the future of workforce. John, as companies move into 2026, what strategies do you recommend for attracting, retaining, and developing supply chain talent in the coming year?
So a couple strategies. One is to have them and have your company be positioned as an innovator. So the young talent, the new talent coming into the industry, they want to be a part of a company that has innovation as part of their core values. So that's the first thing to attract them. The second thing is having the ability to upskill them and to bring them along very quickly as the technology evolves. And then the last part is really showing them the impact that they can make in the industry. So the impact that their work directly has on the company, on their customers, and also on the supply chain.
Let's dig into sustainability and resiliency. With the uncertainty many leaders face as they move into the new year, how can they strike a balance between short-term pressures, such as rising costs, and long-term goals, such as sustainability and resilience? John, how about you answer, and Thomas can follow.
It's really challenging times with geopolitical issues and then tariffs and then rising costs. So one idea with that is cost reduction, scale back, go on the defensive. However, that's really a short-term approach, and probably the better approach is to go on the offense. Look at the technologies that are available, the AI tools, the automation, and invest in those so that you can ultimately improve your efficiency, but you have to go on the offense as opposed to going on the defense in these challenging times.
Yeah, I think that companies are trying to figure out the external environment, geopolitics. I think something that we've all come to recognize, probably pandemic really exploited this lack of knowledge that we had, is the notion of our end-to-end supply chains. You know, we might have had good sense of comfort with what we did within our four walls and maybe our immediate interfaces with suppliers at tier one and downstream customers at tier one. And we came to recognize, you know, our supply chains go much further than that. They may have multiple tiers of supply and distribution. And of course, no one company can control their destiny fully. However, I think you need to understand the end-to-end supply chain as best you can. With that in mind, yes, that means you need to shore up your vulnerabilities. You need to be aware of them and figure out maybe some alternatives. But I would argue that there's also an upside potential. This is the supply chain agility story, which is that if we can figure out maybe some things faster than our rivals, again, there can be opportunities. And maybe that's vertical integration. Maybe it's taking a stake in a party downstream or upstream. Maybe it's expanding the purview of the business to the extent that you have the resources to do that. That can be incredibly worthwhile, very lucrative.
It's becoming quite clear that investing in tools like AI, automation, and emerging tech is the key to staying relevant and combating uncertainty. What further advice would you give to those looking to stay agile in 2026? Let's start with John and end with Thomas.
Look at AI tools, look at the AI solutions, look at your business, and find the tools that can help your business step by step. And you have to really start, and you have to take the step. Pilot programs, try things, get involved with that, because that is going to make the difference. And that is going to be the separator between companies that are left behind and companies that really advance.
We're going to be in a constant state of renewal in response to the flux. But the more supply chain leaders I talk to say that's our reality, and we're going to have to be ready for that. And I think it means that we're never going to allow ourselves to become particularly comfortable or complacent. Right? We're going to have to continually challenge ourselves and redefine ourselves, because that's the way customers in the market are moving. And if we're going to be relevant, we're going to have to be always in a state of renewal and adaptation.
That's an excellent point. As we reach our final question, I want to ask you, John, what trends you'll be most excited to see in 2026?
What we've seen in the industry over the past 3 or 4 years has been a tremendous evolution of technology. So it started with robotics and automation, and you see those being mainstream now. And what I'm really excited about is when you layer in the data and the AI tools on top of that, that is really going to make these systems work seamlessly and really advance the business. So that's what I'm really excited about.
It sounds like the supply chain workforce and the integration and implementation of AI are going to play a massive role in the coming year. A big thank you to John, Thomas, and Wanda for joining me on today's episode. And a big thank you to you, our audience. We hope the experts provided you with the trends and strategies to help you stay agile as you navigate the supply chain challenges ahead. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.